Cable News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
It's that time of year in Portland. You're wearing a sweater and rain shell one day, then stressing over an excessive heat warning the next. It's also time for the start of the school year. KBOO's fall membership drive, had to get that in, and what's now become an annual tradition, the Portland Writers' Picnic. This year, the 8th annual Portland Writers' Picnic takes place Sunday, September 8th at Laurelhurst Park from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and if you're a writer in or around Portland, you're invited. We're fortunate to have three of the picnic organizers and stars of the Portland writing community, Steve Arndt, Carmo Brannick, and Kate Rista, live in the KBOO studios to give us all the details. Steve, Carmo, Kate, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.
Well, Steve, you helped organize the very first Portland Writers' Picnic back in 2014. Can you give us just a little history and how it got started and grew into an annual event?
Well, I think I had the idea, and then it kind of started with the Henry Writings Group, and Liz Scott and Gigi Little were the very first volunteers at the very first picnic. And then it just grew from there, and we just made sure each year we try to get more people aware of it. We weren't professionals at doing something promoting, but we did our best.
But the attendance was more than you expected, right? I remember Gigi saying that last year.
Oh, yeah, and I think this year is looking potentially pretty strong, too.
I was going to ask you that, about how many writers attend the picnic?
Well, it begins at 4 and ends at, I mean, it begins at 11 and ends at 4, so we'll have people come and go, and families will come and go. But if you added it all up, I bet you we have maybe 80 writers with some of them bringing family, and I think this year we could have more than that.
Boy, that's incredible.
Well, it is, but when you think about the writing community of Portland, there, I think the biggest problem I have is that I'll never know every writer in Portland. There's just it's an amazing town for that, and we can also, this is a particular thing, but we can brag about the feminist voice in Portland, thanks to groups in Portland, Lydia Yukovich and others that we have bragging rights about our feminist writers.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, a lot of great writers. Karen Russell, Lydia, of course.
Yeah. The picnic is, we really want entry-level writers, or people that just had a whiff of an idea that they might like to write sometime.
I was just going to ask you that. Yeah. The group includes both established writers like you guys and newer ones, and maybe people who, I think, just have a dream to be
well,
a writer.
Well, yeah, really, dream is the word, and writing is lonely and one that is hard to claim, especially when you're brand new. You know, you're afraid to tell people you're a writer, and you need buoyancy and you need support. And the picnic is a place where you can come and meet some friends. Maybe a writing group begins. Maybe you meet somebody to be a friend for the rest of your life. The thrill is just being around people with similar sensitivities and kindnesses. It's a safe place to be.
Well, Carmo, when we talked last year, you told us about your first writer's picnic. Entering the park that day must have been a mix of both anxiety and excitement.
Yeah, it was definitely more exciting than anxiety-producing because everybody here is so welcoming and friendly, and my husband and I felt welcome immediately. And Steve here is such a great connector and such a good friend, and he introduces people and just seems to know who should know everybody, and he makes everybody, as well as all the writers, are just wonderful here in Portland.
Truly, yeah.
Was there anybody you met at that first picnic, or maybe later ones, that you were kind of, oh my God, I'm talking to so-and-so, whatever?
I enjoy talking to everybody. I don't really want to name anyone, because then I leave somebody
leave out.
Yeah. But there are so many wonderful authors and writers here. Jenny Forrester, Sean Levy, Debbie Dodds, Amy Mason-Doan, Dami, Laura, there's so many. And actually, a couple of years ago, I met...
Renee.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, I met Grace Mattioli for the first time.
Well, I did an interview with her a few years ago.
Yeah, I went out and bought her books, and we've become good friends. She was at my house yesterday. So it's definitely a place to connect and meet wonderful people.
Now, let's say a new writer in town shows up Sunday. They don't know anyone at the picnic, and they're a little introverted, as many writers tend to be. How do they go about getting oriented and meeting their fellow writers? Is it just up to them to kind of mix and mingle and schmooze?
Yeah, I always think that like a good way to get your way into the picnic is go for the food, because there's lots of food everywhere. There's drinks and getting some food and finding, just find yourself a snack. And then the easiest thing is that as writers, we can always ask each other that question of, what are you working on?
And a good icebreaker.
Right? And if somebody if somebody kind of blanks out while you say that, you can also say, well, what do you wish you were working on? And it's a good way into the conversation. And so you have your food. You can, if you get nervous, just take a drink of soda water or whatever, and then find your way around. And you can always go and bother Steve, and Steve will introduce you to everybody.
The connector.
We keep an eye out though for somebody that they are introverted, and some people come and you can tell that they're tiptoeing in, and we look out for those folks and do what we can without making them feel on the spot to get them in closer to the group.
Now, Kate, as both an author and former executive director of Willamette Writers, you're a big part of the writing community. Do you remember your first writer's picnic? I think Steve said it was the very first in 2014. And what it felt like to be at an event like that.
Yeah, and so I'll plot spoil something for you. I am the executive director of Willamette Writers again.
Oh, okay. So I went to your website. It said former, and now you had something to do with the Resources Council. Okay.
Yeah. So as
breaking news.
Breaking news. So I spent a lot of time in the writing community, like you're talking about, and also with the science fiction and fantasy writers. And so it's kind of my favorite thing to be in writing communities as a way of like reaching out to writers and talking with writers. And my first picnic was started with Steve saying like, hey, I think I want to do this thing. And then can we invite everyone? And so it just became inviting and bringing everyone in. And one of my favorite memories actually is with Laura Stanfill, where Laura had gone to New York like a couple of weeks before and went to this specifically. She saw a unicorn shop where there were a bunch of unicorn horns. And so she got me a unicorn horn and I wore it all around the picnic the whole year.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was great. Like, it's a lot of those little moments.
Now, Kate, you've published several novels, three middle grade series, Clockbreakers, Mythwakers, Wild Wings, a young adult series, Shadow Girl, and you've written essays in the New York Times and Washington Post. What's special for you about being a writer in Portland and this literary community?
I just love it. It's like Steve said, where everywhere you look, there's writers. And also, like, I tend to fall a lot into science fiction and fantasy, and the science fiction and fantasy community in Portland is so strong, and it's so fabulous. And
it's the land of Ursula.
Yeah, it's so great. Like, and yeah, all of us will spend hours.
Now, Steve, you're known, and I think that comes from what Carmel and Kate have been saying, as one of the kindest and most supportive writers in Portland. When we talked last year, Karma again called you the connector. I wrote that down. And Gigi, who also helps organize the picnic, Gigi Little, said you were her gateway, in a good way. You're not like marijuana to heroin. So besides the annual picnic, what can writers do to connect with the community here, besides just follow you around?
For me, it's been pretty easy. I'm an old guy with nothing to do, and I'm just returning the kindness that I've been given for 25 years now. These are people that remind me every day to be the best person I can. And that is the truth. And I love the excitement of meeting people with varied imaginations. And
you're just being with other writers. And I know you started with a lot of them in some of the early writing groups, like Dangerous Writers, Pinewood Table.
Yeah, my first writing teacher was Monica Drake, and then Tom Spambauer for a long time. And then with
Dangerous Writers.
Stephen Allred and Joanna Rose at the Pinewood Table for quite a long time.
So some of the best teachers in town.
Oh, well,
in the country.
I mean, they gave me traction into writing that I never would have found otherwise, you know. But anyway, to meet other writers, what I did, I just went to every reading I could possibly go to, anywhere I could find one. And there was a lot of bookstores open then that are closing up, but there's a lot of bookstores that are opening up again. So,
right. You mentioned one near Cabo now, Up Up Books.
Yeah. Tomorrow Fairly night, Alex Baer is reading from her book of poetry there tomorrow night. But I went to every reading I could, except maybe a cookbook, and that was probably a mistake because you never know when you're going to come back with something that feeds your own writing muscle in a really wonderful way, you know, a phrase or just some kind of craft that you might have heard. So
Now, Carmel, can you give us some of the logistics and details for this year's Writers' Picnic, date, time, location, what to bring, who's invited?
It's on Sunday, 11 to 4, on Sunday at Laurelhurst Park at Picnic Area D.
And I think there's a map online, because last year I asked about it. Gigi went home and her husband, Stephen O'Donnell, who's this amazing artist, I think put a map together of where Picnic Area D actually is in the park, near a pond.
Yes, it's near the Duck Pond.
I need to interject that Stephen O'Donnell's become a major contributor to the volunteerness, volunteers of our picnic.
Yeah, I read Gigi had a post about the picnic, and she said Stephen responded to a question that somebody asked about, can any writer go? And he answered, if anyone wonders if they're a real writer, then they should definitely come.
There you go.
Very encouraging. Yeah. So if anybody out there fits that description, please show up on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, Carmel, one more question. We have an excessive heat warning in effect for tomorrow through Saturday. In fact, it was, I think, 93 degrees when I got to the station about an hour or so ago. But the forecast, I don't know if you've looked yet, for Sunday looks very good. Cooler temps in the mid to high 80s. But do you plan for less favorable weather if the heat doesn't let up in time or there's a few sprinkles? Or maybe a swarm of yellow jackets? Or
oh, yeah, there were a few bees around last year. Well, we've got some fans, I think, and then we're going to have lots of water. And there is always a lot of shade in Laurelhurst because there's a lot of tall, beautiful trees. So I think if people come prepared and just aware that it could get hot, I think everyone will be okay. But definitely the trees in Laurelhurst help a lot. And we'll have a lot of water and a lot of drinks available. There'll be a lot of ice.
And it's a very promising forecast, as I said. I mean, mid-80s in Portland is paradise. Mm-hmm. Well, Steve, Carmel, Kate, thanks so much for joining us at KU.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for all you do for the Portland writing community, all three of you.
Same back to you, Kim.
Thank you.
We've been talking live in the KBOO studios with Steve Arndt, Carmel Branick, and Kate Rista about the 2024 Portland Writers' Picnic, which takes place at Laurelhurst Park, Picnic Area D, this Sunday, September 8th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. All Portland area writers and their families are welcome. Just bring a dish to share and something you'd like to drink, ice coolers, paper plates, silverware, and that wonderful feeling of community provided. This is Ken Jones for KBOO's News in Depth.